podcast, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another background briefing. Bye for now.
The Lollipop Guild only listens to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
To get a local event mentioned on All Together Now, go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar. If you have a press release for All Together Now, send it to news at WGXC.org, and our crack community reporters will see if we can mention your news on the local airwaves on the collaborative 6 p.m. local radio news show, All Together Now.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find...
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
You've tuned in to All Together Now, WGXC's regional look at the news from Hudson Valley and the Capital Region, from the Catskills to the Berkshires and beyond. I'm Tom Rowe, and today you'll hear all sorts of local news updates, weather, interviews, and more, plus community events and the song of the day on All Together Now.
This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the news. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
We take you now to
this radio broadcast.
You are tuned in to All Together Now, a collaborative one-hour news show for community radio stations in the Capital Region and New York's Hudson Valley. All Together Now features contributions from the public, along with programmers at WOOC in Troy and WGXC in Accra, featuring local and regional news, weather updates, and newsmaker interviews. Next, the national headlines from Public News Service.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Monday, June the 18th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. First Lady Melania Trump makes a statement against separating kids from parents. Also on the Monday rundown, anti-hugger advocates applaud the newest farm bill. Plus, diaper duty is an economic burden for one in three families. Now, our top story, First Lady Melania Trump urged both sides of the aisle to come together to stop federal authorities from separating children from their parents when apprehended at the border. The New York Times reports this was a rare public intervention in an issue that has generated enormous criticism of her husband. In a statement issued by her office, the First Lady expressed empathy for affected families, saying the country should be governed with a heart, but did not directly take issue with Trump's policy, instead saying both sides need to agree. Immigration rights advocates in Arizona and around the country are continuing to speak out against the Department of Homeland Security separating migrant children from their parents. We get the details from Catherine Davis Young.
About 2,000 children were separated from their families at the U.S.-Mexico border this spring, according to the Associated Press. The separations come as a result of a stricter Homeland Security policy to prosecute all adults who cross the border unlawfully. Since kids aren't charged with crimes, the department won't detain them with their parents. Petra Falcone is with immigrant rights organization Promise Arizona.
We as a nation need to pay attention to this, and we need some answers and some action to what this crisis is making these children live through.
Falcone's organization has joined together with Arizona religious leaders to condemn the family separations. Politicians from both parties, including Republican Arizona Senator Jeff Flake, have expressed concerns over removing children from their parents.
Over the weekend, Promise Arizona held a Father's Day vigil to call attention to the parents and children who couldn't spend the holiday together. And as Congress works to reauthorize a new farm bill by the end of September, Ross Brown reports those working to end hunger in the U.S. are encouraged that the latest version would help and not punish.
The comprehensive bill covers SNAP as well as farm subsidies, trade, and rural development policy. Colleen Moriarty with Hunger Solutions Minnesota says the farm bill is the biggest funding opportunity for anti-hunger work in the nation.
The Senate farm bill is a real signal of hope for the fact that we can come up with a farm bill that both helps agriculture and doesn't hurt poor people.
The farm bill is usually renewed every 5 years, and the current version is set to expire September 30th.
The total benefits paid out last year by SNAP nationwide were about $63 billion and went to more than 42 million Americans. And in a blow to the legislative branch in the Sunshine State, a Tallahassee judge has ruled that Florida lawmakers wrongly diverted money meant for buying and preserving environmentally sensitive lands.
On Friday, Leon Circuit Judge Charles Dotson sided with environmental groups in the lawsuit about whether lawmakers defied the 2014 Florida Water and Land Conservation Initiative, known as Amendment 1. Attorney David Guest, who represents groups such as the Florida Wildlife Federation and the Sierra Club, called the ruling a victory because after the constitutional amendment was approved by 75% of voters, he said lawmakers started nitpicking to avoid following the will of the people.
They had looked at commas, and they had come up with exotic definitions of words and ways of reading that made it so they could do anything they wanted, and what they wanted to do was no buying land.
Fred Piccolo, a spokesman for House Speaker Richard Corcoran, called the ruling a clear abuse of judicial authority. He added that he's confident it will be overturned on appeal. Guest expects the case will be sent directly to the state Supreme Court for a final decision. I'm Tremel Gomes.
The ruling now postpones a week-long trial that was planned for July. And finally, diaper duty can certainly be stressful, and for some parents, it's a stress on not just their patients, but also their wallets. Here's Mary Sherman.
Nearly one in three families in the U.S. is affected by diaper need, which is a lack of access to clean diapers during the newborn, infant, and toddler years of a child's life. Elizabeth Roshan with the Association of Women's Health, Obstetric, and Neonatal Nurses explains an ample supply of diapers for just one child can cost families anywhere from $70 to $120 a month.
For some families, they're probably thinking that's nothing. But for other families, that amount of money is a considerable burden that really creates an economic hardship for those families to be able to afford clean diapers on a regular basis.
Roshan adds 3 out of 5 parents report missing work or school because they don't have enough diapers to send their little one to childcare or early education programs. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program and other public assistance programs do not cover the cost of diapers, but there is a national diaper bank network with local agencies providing assistance in 46 states. When a baby's skin is not consistently kept clean and dry, skin problems such as yeast infections can occur. But Roshan explains some parents have no other alternatives than to stretch their diaper supply.
Families who struggle with clean diapers or who struggle with a lack of clean diapers reuse diapers or will use diapers to a point where they're no longer safe to use against a baby's skin.
It's estimated that 2 million children age 5 and under don't have all the diapers they need to stay clean and stay dry. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for starting your week. Newsin' and Cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member listener supported and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.
Here is the regional weather forecast for the Hudson Valley and Capital Region.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily Weather Report. The WGXC Spring 2018 Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive continues. Programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $25,000 to keep WGXC Hands-On Radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to donate. And thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a partly sunny and hot day for today with a temperature high of 93 degrees. The National Weather Service in Albany has also issued a hazardous weather outlook for the greater capital region. The combination of hot temperatures and high levels of humidity will result in dangerous heat conditions. Also, there is a marginal chance of severe thunderstorms Monday afternoon and evening with damaging winds as the main threat. Otherwise, it will be cloudy Monday night with a temperature low of 68 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, a slight chance of showers before 10 a.m. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 55. And on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 59. Sunrise today was at 5:16 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:35 p.m. That will give us 15 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, which is 12 seconds more than yesterday. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily Weather Report. For news, more information, and town meetings, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load.
When you're tired of your toys and of your games and of the television, when you're done with chores and homework, then it's time to make a big decision. You might need a change of scenery. It might be time to go over mountains, over oceans, through dark jungles down below. On an airplane, on a railroad, on a tall ship with the tide, all you need is a little music. How's about it? What do you say we buckle up and go for a little ride?
Let's go everywhere, man. Let's go everywhere, man.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, man, with me you can ride. So I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand. And I said, listen, bud, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere.
Been a... I wander everywhere.
I've been to
Ica,
Copic,
Cairo,
Catskill, Greenport, Claverack, Kinderhook,
Maryville,
Germantown,
London, Greenville,
Schoharie, Green County,
Patrick, Ashland,
Chatham,
and East Durham,
Athens,
Haynes Falls, Hunter,
and, Coxsackie,
Preston Hollow, Oak Hill,
Ankrum,
Great Barrington,
Hawthorne Valley,
New Baltimore, and
Hudson, New York.
I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
What's your favorite local radio station?
WGX.
Thank you. Yeah. What? You can come closer.
No, no, no.
Yeah, come on. I'm not going to bite. He might, but I'm not going to. You know Kamal?
Oh, no, but I love your show.
Oh, there you go. Hey, hey, hey. Well, which show do you like more? Wednesday or Thursday?
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth. You can, I can take it. I can take it. I can take it.
Ours.
You know, this is...
I like it. How often have they had you on the show? How often have they had you on?
Well,
whenever you want.
Oh, now it's whenever you want. Hey, how you doing? What's your name?
Stu.
Stu.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I hear you're going to go into farming, or already into farming.
Yeah, I'm into farming.
Yeah. So, Michelle, in case you know, is Michelle Hughes, who is the coordinate local? I forget
National
your
title. Young
National Young Farmers
Market.
I know.
They'll
it's not.
Get it right.
I know. Yeah, I know.
It's a lot of people want to call us association, but we're a coalition of farmers from all around the country.
All around the country. The entire country, Kamal.
Wow.
The entire country. And not old farmers. Screw those old farmers.
Well, no.
No.
We want to help them, too.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, of course. But, you know, a lot of them are retiring and want to retire and transition out.
Land stays in that. That's what we want.
We can continue to have good food. You have
my fiance.
I bet you you're here to give money to your favorite local radio station.
I always do give.
Okay.
And we appreciate that.
And have you this time?
No, not yet.
Well, you might. Oh. In case you're wondering why that sounds funny, this lady is eating an apple while she's talking to us.
No.
And drinking coffee. What?
Are we on the radio?
Yes, we are.
Live.
This is how you don't even need a microphone anymore. You can do it with a little phone like this. Isn't that amazing? I know. People our age don't get it. The young people understand it. Wait. Oh, you mean you're younger than me? I'm sorry. Oh, I'm beyond.
I'm 75.
Oh, really? My expiration date ran a while back. But I'm hanging in. So, what? Questions?
The shirts.
$20, and the one's yours.
And can I see what it looks like?
Which one? They've got different, I think, oh yeah, we got all different kinds.
Oh, they're all different?
Well, is that okay? I don't know. You got a choice.
You really have to make a decision.
This one?
Yeah.
This is sort of the hippie version, or kind of California beach version. This is my favorite in semaphore. That's pretty cool, don't you think? And that's a small. That's got your name on it.
Yeah, but I
those are the three styles. We have shirts here, folks. $20 a piece for your contribution to WGXC.
Thank
you so much. Oh, you scared me. Yeah.
I have to watch my language.
That was my favorite part of the show.
Okay, Stu.
Yeah.
But what's your name so I can make sure you do it?
Nora.
Lynn, make sure somebody named Nora contributes.
Sam's a good friend of mine.
Sam Sebring?
Yes.
Sam Sebring, not in the house. We love Sam. What?
What's your name?
Tom.
Are you Tom?
No, I'm not Tom Lowe.
Okay.
Oh, no, not the great Tom on high. I'm the great Tom on low. The Thursday afternoon Tom.
Thursday Tom.
And the Wednesday, Wednesday Slay Diddy. You know the Wednesday afternoon show? You don't listen to that? Some people think it's the best show on the air.
It is. Could be biased.
Yeah, it could be biased. Hello, sir. Have you contributed to your favorite local radio station?
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
WGXC 90.7 FM. You can call 697-7400. Or go to WGXC.org online. Hey there, have you contributed to your local community radio station lately? Would you? A contribution. Have you made your latest contribution to WGXC?
No.
Would you like to? You have to, a check or two check?
Down push, you're a lot what I'm interested in knowing is how is it going at the church, and where are you?
We are on the side in the basement.
Right.
And a beautiful new.
I should let
you. Yeah, because you got to watch your language.
My mouth.
Yes, exactly. We are live here at the Hudson Farmers Market, speaking to a person who's purchasing farm goods.
Absolutely, happily.
And looking over the T-shirts, we have T-shirts for sale, and here we are. WGXC 90.7. Yeah, a couple different designs. Oh! Slay Diddy is getting his salesperson on.
Well, Larry, I was looking at the hands-on, and I was happy
like
to
see
where you placed it.
Yes, yes.
Great.
Yeah, no.
Because otherwise it would not... Oh!
That's, yeah.
Yes,
oh.
Very groovy.
Yeah, see? Caught her eye. That's right. We got
you.
Oh, no. It cannot be. It cannot be. Big Vern himself. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Big Vern.
How much coffee did you have today, Tom?
You guys are great.
That's right from Vern saying we are great today. Maybe we need to revamp the afternoon shows. Vern and Ellen for the older crowd. And Slay and Tom for the young folks.
I agree. I agree with Mature. Tom, you just got to calm down a little.
I can't. Calm down. What makes you think I'm excited?
You are so loud, I can't even hear Slay.
Sorry. But sorry, Slay.
You're aggressive, and I like that. You're aggressive.
Tell him what happened. $20, right?
The T-shirt, $20. You mean about Michelle Hughes' comment?
Yes. Tell him what happened.
Well, we had a throwdown of sorts. We asked somebody who listens to the Wednesday and Thursday Day show, which is what she preferred, and she reluctantly admitted, because I was here, that she preferred... Oh,
yeah, I heard. Oh. I was clapping in the car. That's when you asked the lady about her fiancé that was just randomly out here at the farmer's market.
Yep. Well, you know, I'll push the microphone a little bit closer. We don't actually have a mic here today, folks.
But this is a setup right here.
We're innovative.
We're innovative. This is the 21st century.
You must know that we are kicked off our fundraiser for this period. I don't know exactly what we're calling this one. But I will know before the day is over, I'll tell you that. So, we've been through this many times, folks. You know that in order for WGXC to continue providing you with quality community radio, we have to have money from the community to do that. It's your radio station, and you support it. So we're asking you, as we have in the past, to open your hearts and your pockets and whatever else there may be about you that encourages you to give us a call and make a pledge to our community radio stations so that we may continue to provide you with quality FM radio creative, hands-on as it is, that brings you a mixture of entities to entertain, inform, you in all of the aspects of today's life and today's world in our company, in our county in particular. So I thank you now. And as I've said in the past, folks, you know, I don't care if you are listening to me. I don't care if you don't make a donation during my time on the air. But I do care that you take some time between now and the time this fun drive is over to make a contribution to WGXC so the station can continue providing you with, its heartfelt efforts to bring you quality radio. Okay, so why don't we start? Oh, by the way, in order for you to do that, of course, you need to know that you have to call by phone to 518-697-7400. And you can go online to wgxc.org/donate. You may send a check by mail by sending it to WGXC, care of Wave, WAVE Farm, 5662, Route 23, Acre, ACRA, New York, 12405. We are a division of Wave Farm, and donations are tax deductible to the full extent of the law.
It's time for Hudson River Stories. Each week, we tell tales of the Hudson River to our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. His name is spelled with an I, not a Y. He's not related to that other Henry Hudson guy. Stevens Institute reports temperatures this week in the Hudson River at Skodek Island were between 69 and 72 degrees, slightly warmer than last week. Brian Nearing reports in the Albany Times-Union that divers removed a sunken barge from the bottom of the Hudson River at the port of Queemans last week. Scuba divers used underwater cutting equipment to get the barge, which sunk there in February while tied up at the port, out of the river, according to U.S. Coast Guard Petty Officer Steve Strohmeyer. Full of construction and demolition debris, the barge was too heavy to be refloated. So it was cut up underwater and lifted out in sections. It was owned by Carver Laraway LLC, which also owns the port of Queemans. George McHugh, the general counsel to the company, said the vessel was leased to a third party, which he would not identify. He also wouldn't say exactly what was on the vessel. John Lipscomb, who operates the Hudson patrol boat for the environmental group Riverkeeper, said that it was important to find out what polluted the Hudson River with the sinking. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Have you bumped into any boats down there, Henry? Alexander S. Levine reports in the New York Times that the Hudson River is not supposed to be crystal clear. Quote, a lot of people look at the river and talk about it looking dirty, and obviously it's not like pictures of the Caribbean, unquote, said Nina Hitchings of the River Project, a New York City group. Quote, there is a lot of algae and phytoplankton and zooplankton in the water column, making this a super productive ecosystem and making this a nursery for fish. Hundreds of years ago, before many people came, it would have been the same color, unquote. June is spawning season in the Hudson River estuary. There are at least 60 species of fish in the river, according to the story. The striped bass is the predator at the top of the Hudson River food chain. and the three-spined stickleback may be the most ferocious fish, with three sharp spines beneath its dorsal fin that can be used as a weapon against predators. Read the full story in the New York Times.
Hey, this is Rowan from Copic, and you are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, broadcasting in Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and more. Listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC believes in community. We are a hands-on participatory radio station and serve many communities. WGXC's volunteer programs range in age from 9 to 84 and come from all walks of life. What they produce is as varied as the communities we serve. WGXC is an unbiased source for local news and cultural affairs information. Programming made by and for youth airs daily, and our celebrated musical programming is unique, diverse, and eclectic.
Underwriting support is provided by Tobacco-Free Action of Columbia and Greene Counties, working to protect children from tobacco marketing in stores. The more kids see, the more likely they are to smoke. To learn more and find out how you can help, visit www.seenenoughtobacco.org.
I'm Tom Rowe with a WGXC news update. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Daniel Zuckerman reports for Columbia Greene Media that the group Saving Green, Citizens for Sensible Solar, are working to stop a proposed 400-acre, 50-megawatt solar project in Coxsackie. Large solar farms are being proposed throughout the area, with many towns passing moratoriums while they write new laws around the projects. This project from Hecate Energy LLC near Farm to Market Road may be the largest recent proposal. Last week, the company reduced its proposal from 890 acres to around 400. That is still enough power, 93,000 megawatt hours of electricity per year, for about 13,000 homes. Hecate wants to put panels about 8 feet off the ground with 6-foot-tall fence around the perimeter of the solar farm. Quote, "Our plan is to work with the community to make it conform to the aesthetics as much as possible while staying in what the electric code requires," unquote, said Gabriel Wapner, Hecate Energy Development Director. Tessa Partridge says she hasn't been able to sell her $249,900 home for 6 months with the proposed solar farm next door. Her realtor, Judith Gabler of Gable Realty in Del Mar, says, quote, "From my experience and from discussion with other local realtors and even those across the country, I cannot find any advantages to pitch to buyers about this proposed solar farm. For many, they do not want the unsightly view, whether from the home itself or just passing," unquote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amanda Fries reports in the Albany Times-Union that Albany County's law banning tobacco sales in pharmacies takes effect 3 months from June 15th, after Albany County Executive Daniel McCoy signed the bill. McCoy vetoed a similar measure in 2014 because it lacked an enforcement mechanism. Now, the county health commissioner can fine any store in violation $500 a day. New York City and Rockland County recently passed similar laws. Quote, "Tobacco and pharmacies simply don't mix. Albany County residents visit pharmacies for medications and advice that will improve their health, including quitting smoking," unquote, said Julie Hart, American Cancer Society, Cancer Action Network, New York Government Relations Director, in a news release June 15th. Quote, "It makes it more difficult for a smoker to quit when he or she is at the pharmacy to get a prescription and they see tobacco being sold," unquote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Greenville Pioneer reports that almost 1,000 smoke detectors have been given out in central Greene County since an early April fire caused 5 deaths in East Durham. Firefighters from Cairo, Round Top, Oak Hill, Durham, East Durham, and Greenville firehouses have raised money, and a $5,000 Greene County legislature grant have gone towards the effort. Quote, Lillian Wood of the Oak Hill Durham Fire Company says they have given out 459 detectors, while Brian Femmel of the Cairo Hose Company says they have supplied 420 detectors to homes in this area, unquote, the story says. Any resident in the area can contact their local firehouse if they need a smoke detector. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. I'm Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported creative community radio.
Next, we have these reports.
Here is the week in Congressman John Faso news. Votes he took, positions he espoused, and protest rallies and town halls that he attended or not. The website 538.com currently reports that John Faso votes with Donald Trump's positions 88.6% of the time, up slightly from last week.
The American Farm Bureau reports that the U.S. Senate begins marking up their version of the Farm Bill on June 13th. In the U.S. House of Representatives, John Faso voted for their version of the Farm Bill May 18th, but not enough of his fellow Republicans joined him, and it failed, 198 to 213. It did not pass there because conservative Republicans used the Farm Bill as a bargaining chip to get a vote in an immigration bill, and because no Democrats voted for the bill, because Republicans added more work requirements for recipients of food stamps. There was a May 3rd pray-in outside Faso's Kingston office protesting his vote for that version of the bill. The existing farm bill expires this fall. The 7 Democrats in the congressional primary June 26 for New York's 19th district are now in the stunt campaign portion of the election. The Daily Freeman reports that Pat Ryan is marching from the home of President Franklin D. Roosevelt in Hyde Park to U.S. Representative John Faso's district office in Kingston Saturday, June 16th. Ryan says he's doing the march to demand action to end gun violence, but he and other candidates are attempting to stand out in the crowded field. The Times Union reported that David Clegg began a 3-day, 200-mile bike trip June 6, visiting a number of pollution hotspots in the district on the way. Gareth Rhodes has been at this longer, visiting all 163 towns and cities in the district before the June 26 vote. Aaron Collier, Jeff Beals, Antonio Delgado, and Brian Flynn are also running in the June 26 election, with the winner facing incumbent John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, in November. Local Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, and New York Senator Chuck Schumer don't always agree, and Faso and President Trump don't often disagree. 538.com website currently reports Faso votes with Donald Trump's positions 88.3% of the time. But this week, both Faso and Schumer tweeted against Trump's position that Russia should rejoin the G7 conference as the G8. Faso tweeted, and I quote, President Trump is wrong to suggest bringing Putin's Russia back to G7 nations. Russia continues to be a malign influence around the world and should be excluded until it alters its behavior, end quote. Schumer agreed, tweeting, and I quote, readmitting Russia to the G7 would reward Vladimir Putin for actions the U.S. and its allies have condemned and would clearly be contrary to Americans' interests. The president's foreign policy decision-making seems to become more erratic every day, end quote. Russia was kicked out of the G8 after invading Ukraine and shooting down a passenger airplane. Dan Friedman reports in the Albany Times Union that opinion is split among local representatives after President Donald Trump's meeting with North Korea dictator Kim Jong-un in Singapore. Trump agreed to end military exercises on the Korean Peninsula and invite the dictator to the U.S. while receiving a vague promise of more negotiations. Representative John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook, said, and I quote, President Trump and the administration should be commended for groundbreaking efforts with the ultimate goal of denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. There is a lot of work to be done and many potential obstacles. However, there is a renewed sense of optimism that this time negotiations will yield a different result, end quote. New York Senator Chuck Schumer disagreed on the Senate floor June 12th, and I quote, by granting a meeting with Chairman Kim, President Trump has granted a brutal and repressive dictatorship the international legitimacy it has long craved. For the United States, it's permanent proof that we have legitimized a brutal dictator who has starved his own people. If the United States is unable to win concrete, lasting concessions from North Korea, the meeting alone will be a victory for Kim Jong-un. New York's other senator, Kirsten Gillibrand, tweeted, and I quote, "I hope North Korea is serious about this effort and determined to join the international community. And I encourage the Trump administration to do the hard work of getting a strong, verifiable agreement," end quote. And you can read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. In a June 12 press release, Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, and I quote, "applauded the passage of H.R. 5685, the Medicare Opioid Safety Education Act of 2018, by voice vote," end quote. The bill only passed in the U.S. House and needs Senate and presidential approval to become law. Faso's press release said about the bill he sponsored, and I quote, "This bill will improve efforts to educate seniors on alternatives to traditional opioid pain medication through the Medicaid Part D program. Nearly one in three seniors on Medicaid Part D were prescribed an opioid during 2016. That statistic underlies just how prevalent the use of opioid painkillers is among seniors who often are dealing with issues stemming from chronic pain," end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, "One of the best ways to combat the opioid crisis is to better educate the public on these risks and to educate them on alternatives. I am glad this common sense legislation has passed the House and will be included in a large package of opioid bills being sent to the Senate," end quote. On June 12th, Faso also voted for the Comprehensive Opioid Recovery Centers Act, which got 383 votes, with 13 Republicans voting against. Chris McKenna reports at the Fray that a U.S. House Republican Super Political Action Committee is reserving $1 million for advertisements to support Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, in the congressional election this fall. The Congressional Leadership Fund is buying ad time for Faso and nine other Republican incumbents this year. Corey Bliss, executive director of the Super PAC, said in a press release on June 11th, and I quote, "Thanks to Speaker Paul Ryan and Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy's leadership in Congress, CLF continues to break fundraising records, allowing us to be more aggressive in adding new races and increasing our previous buys. These efforts ensure that CLF will have the resources needed to prevent Republican members of Congress from being outspent this fall," end quote. Seven Democrats are facing off in the June 26 primary election to face Faso in November. Among the Democrats, Antonio Delgado had more money in his coffers than Faso as of March 31st, with Pat Ryan and Brian Flynn slightly behind Faso's money on hand. And you can read that full story at the Fray.
On June 14th, Faso voted for the Thrive Act, which would force some people receiving vouchers for public housing into substance abuse programs. The bill passed 230 to 173, with only a few Republicans voting against and only a few Democrats voting in favor.
All together now. See the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org for more information on anything you hear on All Together Now.
All together now, let's fall apart.
WGXC needs you. Can you be entertaining and engaging while being informative? Are you interested in all things local? News, politics, and culture? Well, WGXC 90.7 FM is looking for people to host its morning shows, the hands-on community radio magazine show. Our hosts love having an audience, are capable of multitasking, and are slow to panic. No radio experience is necessary. We're looking for diamonds in the rough. Before taking to the airwaves, you will be thoroughly trained and then set free to create compelling radio for listeners throughout Greene and Columbia counties. For more information, contact Lynn at WGXC.org or simply send an email inquiry to apply at WGXC.org. WGXC needs you.
Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots global, unembedded, independent, international investigative news hour, broadcasting live every weekday.
WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Bill Williams is reporting for WCTW-FM, The Cat. The marketing website NewYorkUpstate.com has published a list of the 50 fastest shrinking towns in upstate New York. Two Columbia County communities that made the list, the village of Chatham was listed at number 44, and the city of Hudson at number 26. Chatham Village made the lineup because it has seen a 6.38% decrease in population since 2010 and a 1.07% change since 2016. The city of Hudson reported 7.19% fewer residents in 2010 and just under 1% fewer people in 2016. The list was compiled based on the latest 2017 population estimates from the U.S. Census. The new data was released in May, and NewYorkUpstate.com compared 2017 data to 2010 data to rank the cities and towns shrinking at the fastest rate. The village of Morrisville in Madison County ranked first on the NewYorkUpstate.com's list, reporting a nearly 20% loss in population since 2010. No community in Greene County made the list. And you can read the full story at 985thecat.iheart.com. Richard Moody is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors voted June 13th to ban the sale and possession of small fireworks countywide. The decision comes one year after the state legislature approved a law that permitted the sale and use of sparkling devices, but gave the counties the power to opt out and prohibit sparklers. As authorized by the supervisors, Local Law Number 3 bans cylindrical fountains, cone fountains, wooden sparkler or dipsticks, party poppers, and snappers. The Firemen's Association of the State of New York advises against the use of sparklers. The association cited a report from the National Fire Protection Association that found sparklers accounted for approximately 28% of all fireworks injuries in 2010. Objections to the law raised by individual supervisors included concern over the use of resources to enforce the legislation and the loss of potential sales tax revenue. Those in support of the measure said it would protect firefighters due to the fire danger posed by the devices. Under the new Columbia County law, violators will face varying degrees of criminal charges and fines. Greene County approved legislation in 2016 legalizing the sale and use of sparklers. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Pat Doxey is reporting in the Daily Freeman. The Ulster County Sheriff's Office took in, between 2014 and 2017, nearly $900,000 in commissions from Inmate Calling Solutions, LLC, the Texas-based company that provides secure telephone service at the jail, according to the Finance Commissioner, Bert Gulnick. The revenues are generated when those in custody place calls to anyone outside of the facility. Under the terms of the county's agreement with Inmate Calling Solutions, the person in custody pays 22 cents per minute per phone call, but with the addition of various fees and local, county, state, and federal taxes, the cost of a 10-minute telephone call can ultimately total more than $10. The county receives the 55% of the gross income generated by those calls, with a guaranteed monthly minimum income to the jail of $13,500. Jail warden John Becker said the revenue received is used to offset the jail budget. Becker said the department has used the funds to replace two corrections department vehicles, purchase new body armor, ammunition and badges, and canine supplies, among other items. Less than $10,000 of the funds generated is spent on those in the county's custody. There is no restriction on how the jail spends commissions generated through telephone calls, according to the State Commission on Corrections. Advocates for the incarcerated are calling the cost of the calls exorbitant and argue the policy hits hardest the poorest, in some instances forcing them to choose between paying bills and staying in touch with a loved one. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Chris McKenna is reporting for The Fray. U.S. Representative John Faso and Sean Patrick Maloney each saw proposals they backed included in a bill combating the opioid crisis approved by the House on a vote of 353 to 52 June 14th. Republican Faso sponsored a measure intended to restrict the mailing of synthetic opioids like fentanyl from China and other countries by enabling postal authorities to track and to intercept packages from known sources before they are sent to the U.S. Democrat Maloney's contribution was a new requirement that the federal government publish an annual report on internet opioid sales and the covert websites that peddle the drugs. Maloney said, and I quote, "The fact that we don't even know the extent of this problem is just crazy to me," end quote. Faso said in a statement, and I quote, "I am encouraged that we came together to craft a real solution to this problem that is realistic, implementable, and effective. This is a big step in our fight to rid our communities of deadly synthetic drugs such as fentanyl," end quote. Read the full story at The Fray, Politics in the Hudson Valley and Catskills. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For more information, weather reports, and town meetings, use the WGXE website, wgxe.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow. Here is the regional weather forecast for the Hudson Valley and Capital Region. From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily Weather Report. The WGXC Spring 2018 Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive continues. Programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $25,000 to keep WGXC Hands-On Radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to donate. And thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a partly sunny and hot day for today with a temperature high of 93 degrees. The National Weather Service in Albany has also issued a hazardous weather outlook for the greater capital region. The combination of hot temperatures and high levels of humidity will result in dangerous heat conditions. Also, there is a marginal chance of severe thunderstorms Monday afternoon and evening with damaging winds as the main threat. Otherwise, it will be cloudy Monday night with a temperature low of 68 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, a slight chance of showers before 10 a.m. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 55. And on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 59. Sunrise today was at 5:16 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:35 p.m. That will give us 15 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, which is 12 seconds more than yesterday. This has been the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily Weather Report. For news, more information, and town meetings, use the WGXE website, wgxe.org.
Coming up on the WGXE 90.7 FM program schedule, Monday, June 18th is day 13 of the Radio Everywhere Spring Pledge Drive, raising $25,000 to keep hands-on creative community radio alive and well on the airwaves of Greene and Columbia counties. during this pledge drive. Stay tuned to WGXC 90.7 FM for a wide variety of special broadcasts from our studios in Hudson, Acre, and Catskill, and also remote broadcasts from locations around the listening area. Here's a quick look at our Monday programming for June 18th. At 9 a.m., Simon and Willie kick off the day with the WGXC Morning Show with another Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive special. At 12 noon, just after the local news, tune in for a special Pledge Drive edition of Monday Musical Matinee with Lincoln Mayorga. At 3:30 p.m., Amelia, Mashuda, Fahim, and Emily discuss all things book-related on a special Pledge Drive broadcast of Bound by Books. At 4 p.m., Kieran Riley holds down the WGXC afternoon show with local news, interviews, events, weather updates, and more. And at 7 p.m., J.D. Eisman takes you on an eclectic sonic tour on his monthly show, The Spell. So don't turn that dial. Stay tuned to 90.7 FM or WGXC.org for these programs and more on Monday, June 18th. And thank you for making your pledge today to support WGXC Hands-On Community Radio for Greene and Columbia Counties.
Okay, people are kibitzing.
There's Dee Dee Barrett.
There's Assemblywoman Dee Dee Barrett. Dee Dee Barrett, would you like to come over and talk? We're live on the air at WGXC. So keep it clean. You want to? You don't want your you don't want your supporters to like abandon you.
I definitely don't want my supporters.
We're going to get a contribution from Dee Dee Barrett herself.
Yes,
the Dee Dee Barrett. Yes. No, well, I thought we were.
Yeah. What are you? What are you doing?
We're raising funds for WGXC, your favorite local community radio station. And today we're out here at the farmers market with station celebrities. Slay Diddy, a.k.a. Kamal Johnson, and yours truly, Tom DiGiorgio, and the station manager, Lynn Sloniker. We're here, folks, live at the Hudson Farmers Market. Bumper sticker.
Support your local radio station.
There you go. Right from the assemblywoman's mouth.
Exactly.
And that's an order.
We may have to record that part.
Yes.
We need to support free and open press, free and open media here in our country more than ever. So
there you have it, folks.
Local radio station.
There you have it.
Thank you.
Spoken from above, so to speak.
Not above, of the people.
Of the people. By the people. That's right. That's what all us politicians say.
This one too?
Yeah, you can take anything.
I just want to put one on my.
Oh, that's not
that's a card.
Okay.
Yeah,
I want one.
Yeah. See, this one has that. You recognize that? That's Rip Van Winkle there. You did? I didn't. I criticized it when I saw
it. You thought it was somebody called
Acra? I thought it was a tree. I didn't see the Rip Van Winkle thing. Then I saw the pipe.
It took,
yeah.
And,
well, that's why you're an assemblywoman, and I'm just a local.
You're just
a gallery resident.
Good luck, guys.
Thank you, Dee Dee. That was Dee Dee Barrett, folks. Our assemblywoman. Who supports WGXC?
Yes.
Consider making a donation to the WGXC Spring Pledge Drive, Summer Pledge Drive, 518-697.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
This is Echo. You are listening to WGXC Acre, creative community Magical Radio.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org.